Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Albers on air, and I thank you all for being with us here on this Friday night. We have a fabulous show for you, and I just love being on the radio, and that song always gets me breaking on through to the other side, because actually that's what Phil and I do, and all my co-hosts actually, we break through to that other side. We walk in both worlds, and we love it. We walk in the world of spirit. We walk in the world of the physical plane here. And I can't tell you how happy and jazzed I am that we can do this show and be with you and try to educate you with the things that we know and maybe help you a little bit with your life and life issues. And I'm going to tell you, I'm Bonnie Albers again. I am a specialist in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. And if you know me, I love love. So when you talk to me, it's all about love. And you can reach me. Well, let me tell you, I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. Most importantly for me, I'm a spirit medium. And I have all the clairs. I'm clairaudient. I'm clairsentient. I'm clairaugustian. I have the clairs I can't even pronounce, but I am. And I, like I said, walk in both worlds for you. And you can reach me at bonniealbers/on-air.com. It's a new website that I just put up with my assistant, Diana Kate, who is wonderful. Take a look what she did for me. And what you're going to see there is a little bit about me and what I do. And I offer readings. I offer counseling because I'm also a counselor. I counsel in relationships, love, romance, and everything else that I've just told you about. So you can get me for readings and you can read what I am. And if you want to employ me or you want to actually get a reading from me or counseling from me, you can go to that website and that's where you're going to find me. My co-host, who I just adore, he's a spirit medium. He's a world-renowned spirit medium, and he's from the UK. And with no more ado, I'm going to introduce you to Phil Wren. Phil, hi tonight.
Good evening, Bonnie.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Good. I should say good evening, good morning, good afternoon, because of our listeners who are in the UK, the rest of the country, rest of the world, are obviously at different times. It's just on past 12 o'clock midnight here in the UK.
Well, we're still at 7 o'clock, Phil, and we are still rocking and rolling. If I were you, I'd be in bed with my big eye blinders on, some ice on my forehead, and all of my youth cream all over my face. But now that I've told everybody my secret, I do want to tell people about you, Phil, because I know you don't love to tell anybody about yourself. You're one of those kind who are self-effacing. You don't like to really toot your own horn, but I've got to tell people this gentleman, and I call him a gentleman because he is, even though he's 6'4" and he's pretty big, he is one of the best spirit mediums that you will ever encounter. He has written the pamphlets, the modules on spiritualism, how to bring spirit to you, how to have spirit with you, and all the different types of spirit and what you can do, from psychometry to clairaudience to how to protect yourself to finding your spirit guide. And that is all on his website. He is also available for readings. I can tell you that between myself and my co-host, we have had readings from Phil, and he's just absolutely spot on. And I know that if you talk to him on the air, that's what you feel. Also, he is in the UK. He does circles. He does stage work. He is an absolute professional, and you can find him at philrentonmedium.com. That's PhilRenton, medium, medium.com. And you can find him on Facebook with Phil Renton Spirit Medium. You can find me, which I didn't tell you. Please go to Bonnie Albers on Air and like us on our page. And please go to Blog Talk and like us there. It helps us bring to you the better shows. And also you can see my Facebook, Bonnie Albers on Air. And I also have a Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. You can see both of them. You can go to Phil's page. You can go to my page. And if you go to Bonnie Albers on Air and Facebook, we are all there in a group. So, Phil, I am not going to tell any more about me. And I want you to tell the audience and the listeners and callers just about what you do. Because besides the modules that they all need to have and to purchase off your website, which will help them learn and grow in spirit, tell them what you do and what's available for them.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. That was an absolute brilliant presentation. Thank you very much. I'm blushing here with such high regard. My website will show two different things. It's a spiritual development course. There is the modules, which you can purchase individually, or there's the weekly worksheets, 1-38, which is a 10-month course. It's what I'm going to talk from tonight. Basically, this course is split into weekly course to be carried out under a trainer, medium, or an online course. It's mainly for mediums, psychics, trainees, and people wishing to develop their spiritual psychic gifts and understandings. These weekly worksheets, are designed to be printout sheets for your own individual training needs and benefit. You can purchase these individually, monthly, or quarterly. They will be emailed to you weekly once payment has been cleared. Basically, what it is, as you know, the modules themselves, Bonnie, what I've done is split them down into a weekly course that can be given by either myself as a medium or other spiritual mediums. And it's not just a course where they sit down and they learn about spirit. There's also the pamphlets that will get printed out and given to them or emailed to them after each week. So that they have not just the information of the training, but can also read the information. There's homework, there's the online course, as I say. So it's all-encompassing. The reason why I've designed it this way is to help people, as I say, people who are either training or even trained, to have a wider, more understanding about spiritualism, about mediumship, and how it all works.
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, I have two of them, and you know, and I keep telling you I have two of them because I want more, so it might kind of entice you to send me more so that we can, when we're going through this, actually have a couple. They are so fabulous. I do want to tell people that I've lived this life. I have my gift, but when I read Phil's module on what I might not quite, you know, I'm not perfect at everything, and some of the things, which I have to admit, so if some of the ones he gave me were in dream catchers, I didn't know a thing about dream catchers. I know about dreams. I know about why we have dream catchers, but it actually taught me a lot, and I am a spirit medium, and I have gifts, so even for me, it taught me, and it is so in plain English or upper English or lower English, whichever. I can tell you, you won't. It might take you more than a week to get through. That's the only thing, because it is so fascinating and so right on that I read it. You can read it. It's very simple to read, but I actually read it a few times, not because I didn't understand it, but because I wanted to absorb it. That's how good it was. So, Phil, I can't even thank you. You've taken what I've looked for my whole life and never found was a teacher that could teach me all of that without me having to go here, there. And in Orlando, where I am, we do have Casadega, but I couldn't even find teachers to teach half the stuff that you wrote about. And I am telling you, it's just a pleasure. And I rave about these modules. So please, anybody, just purchase one. When you purchase one, you'll be hooked, line, and sinker. And we're going through the modules. We're going to give you a little taste of that. And I am so happy and honored that we can offer this to you so that you can get a taste of it. And I know tonight, Phil, you're going to start with the basics.
That's right, Bunny. What I'm doing is on all the modules, we actually go through the basics and we go through the introduction to spiritualism. So if anyone wants to buy any of the modules from 1 to 21, they all come with the basics and the introduction to spiritualism. And when I talk about spiritualism, I'm not talking about religion, because the whole thing is whether it's, I know in the UK, I'm not too sure what you have in America, we have the Spiritualist National Union, we have the Christian Spiritualists, we have independent churches. The whole thing is written on an independent view. It's not about religion, because I honestly believe a religion and spiritualism is an individual thing, an individual take. Whatever religion you're from, if you can be a spiritualist, you don't have to denounce your religion. You shouldn't have to denounce it. You shouldn't have to say, this is the only religion for me, or this is the only thing. It takes a part of every single religion that has ever been. And that's what I like about spiritual work, is it's not about a religion, it's about a belief, an understanding, a trust. And tonight what I'm talking about, trusting in spirit, this is quite a fundamental part of being spiritual medium. Would you agree, Bunny?
Absolutely. I absolutely will agree. First of all, you know how I feel about spirit, and I would absolutely tell you that trusting in spirit is for some people, it's a tough thing. And it takes you a while to trust in what you hear, what you see, what you smell, and what you know. And that's why this is so important that you wrote about this. So I hope I can't tell you how great and grateful I am that I was able to read this.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, trusting in spirit, I'm reading from, and please forgive me if I get this wrong, but I've got Baba Kundi Mata Shambhala. And he speaks, many people have a big problem when it comes down to trusting someone or something, especially trusting in a religious organization and its religious beliefs, and trusting that which is spiritual. You will find that some people do not want to hear anything about religion or spirituality, why this has been the case for so long and why it is still the case for so many people today. Over the years, religion has been forced on people by those who knew nothing about true spirituality. Religion is man's interpretation of what which is spiritual. And as I am sure you will know, when man gets involved with something, there is always room for error. In the past, people were killed if they did not accept the religious beliefs of Christianity or other religions and practice them as they were directed. Either they practiced and believed as they were told, or they were killed. There is nothing spiritual about that. The exact same thing, to some degree, was done in just about every religion in the world. More people have died in so-called holy wars than all of the other wars put together. On top of that, missionaries would go to foreign lands and call the people heathens and barbaric if they did not practice Christianity, as they did. Then they would strip the people of their spiritual beliefs and force them to practice Christianity. This is not Spirit's way of doing things. If you want the truth, it must give it to you. And this is man's pure stupidity. Does that resonate with you, Bonnie?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, I think you know my point of view. I believe that, first of all, I don't believe in earthly religions for just that. And I was born Jewish, so I do love my religion. I don't practice as a religion. What I do is I feel every religion on this earth, if you need it, you have it. And the only thing that I ask about religion is that you're open to everybody's. That's why I don't resonate with earthly religions. And I really do spirit and the universe, because I believe that there were too many wars in the name of religion. So I'm not a warring person. I only believe in peace. I do understand war, but I don't love the religious wars, because I think everybody, you know, if you want to be a Christian, you want to be a Jew, you want to be a Muslim, you want to be anything you want, just practice it peacefully, because everybody is entitled to what they think. I just don't resonate with very many earthly religions. What I do resonate with is that everybody, whatever you want to believe in and whatever, you can use it as a tool in your life. But just don't, you know, use war and push it on other people. And that's what I think about this religion. And that's why, you know, I don't do earthly religions. But I love spirit.
Yes, I agree. Those of us who are consciously connected to the divine spirit must open ourselves up fully and allow spirit to show us how to love each other so that more can come to know and open up to which is truly spiritual. Then and only then will we start to see the changes in the world that we are longing for. This is not about blaming any religion or any individual for all of the ills of the world. It is about facing the truth and moving forward in the light and the love of divine spirit. However, to move forward in light and love of divine spirit, we must be one who truly trusts. Trusting in spirit has become a lost practice for most of mankind. The only way to reach the level of existence that we are supposed to reach in this lifetime is through trusting the direction we get from spirit. Without our trust, we have nothing at all. We are like zombies roaming the face of the earth with no direction whatsoever. Some will ask this question, how do you trust spirit? How do you know that what you are trusting is actually from spirit? Bonnie?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so glad you stopped right there, Phil, because it is a tough thing for people to, I know when I first started, I mean, you know, spirit's my life. I love spirit. I wish that my legs would take me over that spirit world before I actually walk in this physical plane. And that's how much I love spirit, and you know that. And I have learned over the years spirit means to me. But when you're young, and I had this gift as I was young, you don't always, you know, trust in spirit, which is something I wished I would have read. Maybe if I did read this about trusting in spirit, I wouldn't have done it anyway as a 16, 18, 19, 20-year-old girl. But, or, you know, I I do believe that trust in spirit really starts, and this is just my take on it, when you trust yourself. When you trust yourself and you're really looking and hearing and being in tune with the universe, spirit comes, and you know that spirit is talking to you, telling you, helping you, bringing messages to you. And the trust in them and spirit and what you hear, smell, believe, and feel really comes with maturity. Because in the beginning, I wouldn't have trusted it. But because I've done it for so long, and I've studied it and I've learned it, that I totally trust in it 100% of my life. I won't say that my messages that I get, you know, I believe that the messages I get, and I think that we talked about this, Phil, you know, you're only as good as what you hear, and you give the message, and it's for the person to interpret. So, you know, sometimes there's a little lag right there, but spirit is me, and you know how I feel about that.
I do indeed, Bonnie. I'll continue reading on from what is written. It says, first of all, you start out by praying that spirit will show you how to trust. A prayer such as that, which is always answered. Then you must check everything that you believe is from spirit against that still small voice within you. That still small voice is your inner voice of spirit. When you do that check, you will come to know that you are trusting in that which originated from spirit, or that which originated from man self. You see, when we are dealing with things of the spirit, there will always be a physical, mental confirmation. In the beginning, it will be a little awkward, but as time goes on, you will mature in your spiritual practice, and it will become more real to you than the physical realm. Just between you and me, the physical realm is only an illusion. I know this may seem real strange and even spooky to some, but this is our only reality. We are all spirit beings traveling through a spiritual existence, and the only way we can make it is through the spiritual practices that we have been given to us, and one of those is practices happen to be trusting in spirit. Please Please give this some serious thought. Can you do any worse than you have already done? When you are trusting in man and self, if you try trusting in the guidance of spirit for just a short time, you will experience the power and the blessings of the divine spirit. I guarantee if you ask spirit to assist you in this and you trust wholeheartedly in spirit's direction, you will not be disappointed. We will never down or disappointed in any way whatsoever when we trust in spirit. If we ever find ourselves disappointed after trusting and following what we thought was divine spirit's direction, we either did not follow that direction as we were directed to, or we did not go within and check that which we thought was divine direction against that still small voice within us, which is our divine direction connection to spirit. There is no error in spirit or true spirituality. There is only error in our mental reasoning in love and light. Now,
well, you know,
basically, sorry, Bonnie.
I'm sorry. You know, I have to interrupt at least once during the show. But, you know, I so understand what you say, and especially in your module. But I will tell you that a lot of people, and this is from my counseling, my nursing, and even my mediumship, know that that's why we're human, really. We don't listen to that voice all the time. We do get on paths that maybe the journey should have been different. And that's why you all need me. So all I can tell you is that when we do an earthly or life experience as a human being, which is what we are down here, and spirit, we're actually spirit in a human body, we do make errors. And if we didn't, we really wouldn't be here, because this is the trial ground, I feel, for really making up karma, learning lessons. And as somebody said to me one time, and I was just so happy to hear this, we wouldn't be here if we were perfect, because we wouldn't have any lessons to learn. So that always, you know, when we listen to spirit, and I listen to spirit all the time, you know, sometimes our little ego overrides that spirit voice, and that's when I think we all run into that lessons learned type mode, don't you think?
Yeah, it's one of those things about trusting and believing in what you get told from spirit.
Yeah.
People ask me, how do you do that? And you just know. You know that it is spirit communication, not yourself, your ego talking.
Yeah.
Spirit will always give you positive, affirming solutions. They will always tell you the highest, the brightest, and the best. They will not tell you to harm others. They will not tell you something that is negative. That is man. And man hurts man. Spirit does not hurt man. When we ask about the negatives in the world, man is the negative, because man kills man. Man hurts man. But spirits are there to help us, whether it be spiritual guidance, whether it be our gatekeeper, our primary spirit guide, our spirit guides, our guardian angel, or the archangels, ascended masters, whichever, they are there to help us, not to hinder us. How many times, Bonnie, do we go through life where someone has said something bad about us or someone else, and you ask the question, why? Why be like that? Why say those sort of things? And the only answer you can come up with is because they can, because they want to, because they're jealous or they're angry or they're misaligned. But how many times can we say that about spirit? Bonnie?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sitting here in awe because I agree with you. I have encountered spirits that they're a little boisterous, rambunctious. I think they sometimes have the personality they've actually had here on Earth.
Yes.
I will tell you that I only deal in positive spirits, so I hope I don't, encounter too many of them. But, you know, you're right, man hurts each other, and that's so, to me, it's so egregious, because you can really live in love and light, and I know that sounds like awful cheeky, and I don't even know where I got that word, but I would prefer that if I'm upset or somebody's upset with me to walk away. I don't like the confrontations, even though if I got into one, I myself have an ego, but I really believe that if we all just stood there and looked at each other and realized that we're spirit, we're really connected, we came down here together to learn lessons, whether it's good or bad ones, we chose to do this, I think we would all have a totally different take on how we treat each other. And I am in awe of, anybody that can really walk away from confrontation, can choose to turn the other cheek, because really, as human, people who are here having a human experience or spirits come here having a human experience, that's not always so, and you know that. So I love it. I would love this to bring to you, that especially in the holiday season, and any holiday you all resonate with, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, anything that you can think of, any of the, pagan holidays, anything, to just be nice to your, to the people that you're with. Realize that you have the availability to turn the other cheek, to say something nice instead of something mean, and to make a difference in somebody's life that might be hurting. And as spirit, that's what we should be doing. Don't you think so?
I do. Yeah, I fully agree with you. If we were spiritual and less, more spiritual and less egotistical, we would all get on so, so much better.
Oh, I think so too. I just love the idea of knowing spirit and spirit, because as soon as you do, it opens up a whole new realm of how you can behave or how you see people and how you see your fellow human beings as a spirit. That we're like, you know, I was always told that, which is interesting, that the people that you come down here with, which are your spirit, you know, family, and spirit, they could be from different soul families, but you come down here to help learn lessons. So when you encounter the one spirit that keeps irking at you, and maybe you don't like, but they keep being in your life, they chose to do that, to teach you some type of a lesson. And just think of how wonderful that spirit was, or that soul was, to come down with you, to not be liked by you possibly, but to really help you learn your life journey here. So I say to everybody, especially in these holiday seasons, again, it should be always, but just, you know, be kind to everybody. It doesn't take much. Just say a nice word and trust in spirit, because if you listen to spirit and you say to yourself, what would I do? Listen to that little voice that Phil's telling you, because it's there. Everybody has a gift, how much you choose to use it. And listen to it. If it is a nice voice, inner voice, don't you think, Phil, that spirit versus a mean voice telling you to do something not good? So listen to your inner voice, and that inner voice is going to really lead you to better places, I feel. And it always has for me. How about you?
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I've made bad decisions in my life, and I've gone the wrong direction, done the wrong things, just as everyone else has. But if I really thought about those things that I had done right and had listened to my gut instinct, it was 100% right 100% of the time. I just wish that I could go back sometimes and redo those bad decisions and put them right. But those are my life's lessons, and those are the things that I've got to learn and make sure I repeat.
I so agree, Phil. I mean, again, I'm going to tell you that, and you know, I'm all bubbly and light, but I make decisions too that sometimes aren't the best. But that's why we're here. Again, I love that saying that says that I hear, if we were perfect, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be any lessons for us to learn unless we were just here to help other people learn theirs, and then it would seem such a waste of a life. So I know we're all here because we aren't. We do make mistakes. We do. But every mistake, and I don't believe we make mistakes. I believe they're lessons learned. So when somebody says, especially any of my clients, I always say, no, no, we don't make mistakes. It's lessons learned. You might not have been on the right path, but that path led to you learning something. And let's see what you learned. Same thing with you, Phil. If you look at, and me, if you look at things we've done in the past, and things we regret or decisions we could have changed, we've learned from them. And because we've learned from them, we know that moving forward in our life, we're not going to make the same ones, or we hope we don't. Don't you feel that way?
I do, yes. How are we doing for callers? Do you want to take a few callers on now?
I have just let a couple go because we were talking and we didn't take some at 7:15. So please continue, and we are going to converse module, because I think when we get into the second module, like with psychometry and things, that's going to be so cool, and I know we can at least, you know, help people understand that. So let's continue with the spirit, because that's really basic.
All right, okay. Well, the next part of it is an introduction to spiritualism, and it's basically what is spirit and where it is. Do you want me to continue off on this?
Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out, because I'm looking at my first module, and I love how this runs, especially when you get into the clairs. So, okay, start with that introduction to spiritual. So I'm looking at the thing that says, and light a candle and think about stars. I mean, that is me, candles and stars, love and relationships. So to me, I know that isn't what you have here, but I see that in the middle of this module, and I love it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. The first thing to understand is that we live in and because of a huge force of power, which is living energy. That major, all-encompassing force, which we refer to as the Great Spirit. The first principle of spiritualism, the fatherhood of the divine spirit, describes it thus. Study and observe of a world of nature, of a planet on which we exist, and of a universe, lead to the inescapable conclusion that there is a force which has created life in all its forms and the universe itself. This force also keeps existence in a state of balance, allowing expansion, transformation, and creation to take place. This form we term, for want of a more explicit word, divine spirit, which has created life so that we can speak of fatherhood. Acknowledgement of the fatherhood of divine spirit implies acceptance of mankind's inherent divinity as children of divine spirit. Each person contained within them a spark of that is external and everlasting life force. In addition, this spark or spirit is what motivates your body and your mind. It is the everlasting essence of the individual. It is a scientific fact that energy can be transmuted, transferred, or transformed, but can never be lost, destroyed, or ended. So our divine essence, our spirit, must continue in another form. It is not only a logical step in thinking, in a thinking process, it is fact. Would you agree, Bonnie?
Oh, that's shown to me every day with spirit. And I'm so glad you got to that part because, you know, I always say, you know, especially with death and people's loved ones moving to the next realm, or, you know, I always look at people, and even when we can't help it be, you know, very, very bereaved or, you know, sad when our loved ones pass. But I always remember this saying that our loved one's death day is their birthday in spirit and in the universe. And so that makes me so happy, and that we can communicate with spirit and we bring them their loved ones. We know that we don't just, you know, don't exist, that our spirit always lives on, that what we shed is our bodies and we move right into the next level. And, you know, I believe, of course, in past lives, and I believe in karmic, you know, ties. And so what better way to show people that we can't be destroyed by bringing them messages from spirit, Phil, because then they must know that their loved ones, which is a really tough concept when we see them go, are still with us, and they bring us messages that wouldn't be possible if we just disappeared. So I love what we do. I love that we can bring the message that spirit exists. It continues. And we continue through ever. And I love that.
Good. So what happens to our spirits when the body dies? It lives on in another place. But how do we know this? We are, as spiritualists, believe that spirit lives on in other dimensions, often referred to as the spirit world or the higher side of life, where all those who have lived before continue their existence. It is this vast subject, for there are many levels of evolution and progress on the other side, but suffice to say that when we return to spirit world, we are home again, for it is there that we originate. The spirit worlds are not out there. They are here, all around us, but on a much faster vibration level than we, who are one of the slowest. Moreover, just as any one of us can alter the tuning of our radios to receive another frequency, so can mediums of our world tune in to the faster frequency of the spirit world. The word spirit... Sorry, Bonnie.
Oh, you know me. I'm busted in again. You know me. I vibrate on every high level that I can... I vibrate in anything and everything higher in the existence because I never stop. So to me, and I know it brings higher vibration, but I just love that. I love that I love that the fact that we are really living in different universes, that our spirit is just a vibration away. Our loved ones are a vibration away. You know, I do believe we have different dimensions. I visit the fifth every once in a while, but don't accuse me of anything. So I do really love that we do exist on higher, that our spirit exists on higher vibrations, not ours, but spirit world. Because I love that we are the lower vibration because I vibrate at such a high level that I'm so happy that I get to see and feel the other realms. And that's just me. I have always been able to do that. And I love being able to contact the spirit world. And I know you do too, Phil. So, okay.
It's a great gift. I'll continue on. The world spirit is the widest and simplest sense, encompasses all the people who have lived before and now inhabit other dimensions. Some of these will now be your guides and helpers, your guardian angels, and your gatekeepers. The spirit scientists and chemists who work for the higher levels of the spirit communication. The tutors of circles in our world, and this is part of the eternal progress open to us all. We never stop learning. The pace and the rate is different for all of us, for each has different goals to reach, and that implies whether we are in spirit or the material worlds. I think that's a very good summing up about spirit, don't you, Bonnie?
I do. In fact, I wanted you to read the last eternal world or what I love because, you know, eternity is what we have. There is no time. You know, people say that we have time. Well, time exists on Earth, but spirit really doesn't live in time. And that's, I kind of want to tell the listeners and in that and anybody that's listening to our show because people say, oh, what time? When? We have time down here, and of course it exists, and of course we have to live with it. But spirit really doesn't. And, you know, somebody had told me, and it was Michael Newton, PhD, I think, in one of his books, which I love, Journey of Spirit, I think it was, or Journey of Souls, which it was a fabulous book. He said that for every year in earthly time, spirit is 1 second. So every time I have a problem, I always say, oh, I only have another 50 seconds till I can go back home. So, it's interesting. Eternal means that we don't have time because we don't ever stop. So don't you think that, Phil? Eternal is a great word, and I loved when you used it because that really sums it up.
Yeah, it's nice to see the eternal progress open to us all and the fact that we never, never, ever stop learning. Someone asked me today, they said, at the level you're at, Phil, have you stopped learning? And I said, no, I always learn. Every day I learn something new. Communication, giving a message to someone, I learn. And we should never be complacent in that gift that we have reached the pinnacle because I don't believe there is a pinnacle. How can there be a pinnacle? We might reach a level on the airplane, we might reach a level in spiritual world, but I don't believe there is a pinnacle. We just carry on and carry on and carry on. As long as we are working in the right direction and we are going in the right direction, I don't think there'll be anything that stops it.
Oh, I don't either. I believe in eternity. So, and I believe that everything, you know, it's so interesting because if you really look and delve into spirit, there's so many realms of spirit. I mean, especially you say that there you learn things all the time, and I absolutely do too. I don't think there's any going to be any time when you can't learn. But if you have to even just look at some of the things we do know about our angels, our archangels, our guides, our spirit guides, our, you know, gatekeepers, there is so much to learn. That could take lifetimes. So you know, you just never stop learning. You never stop evolving is really what the word I want to use is. And I love that because our minds are like a computer. They just don't stop.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the human mind is absolutely fantastic. I believe we only use up to 20% of our mind's capability. Now, it'd be lovely to find out what that other 80% can do, how, if it is a medium, uses that extra 2 or 3%. You know, why is it that mediums can communicate to spirit when normal, and I'll say normal people, might not be able to?
Is there
more people who are muggle? Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. I just had to use it. It's an inside joke, but, you know, everybody knows Harry Potter. So when he said that and when he used that word, I had to say muggles. But it's used in an endearing, loving way. So go ahead, Phil.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
It's all right. Totally thrown off my subject again. It's just one of those things that, quite literally, it's such a big area and it's such an interesting area that you see so much that's out there. You see how things are. You see where everything is concerned. And, where we're going to, how we're going to get there, when we're going to get there. There is so much, and it really is nice. It really is very, very interesting.
It is. There's not one part of any of this that isn't so fascinating. It makes my skin crawl because I just want to eat it, breathe it, smell it, be it. And, you know, it's so cool and such a great subject. And I hope everybody, you know, out there is excited and exuberant as we are about spirit and what we do. I do believe, and I think you've heard all of me say that everybody, we're all born with the ability to have these gifts. But again,
yeah.
I will add another one of the big things that I always use. I don't know why I use it, but I'm a sports girl. We all can play basketball, but we all can't be Michael Jordan. It means we all could get on that basketball field. We could dribble the ball, most of us. But you know, Michael Jordan is one in a billion, or one in maybe not a billion, but one in a few hundred thousand. So that's how I feel about mediumship and the good mediums and the good, you know, spirit workers, that everybody has this gift. You got to tune into it. You got to use it. You got to learn how to evolve with it, which is what Phil's modules are about. But if you don't and you want to just keep your eyes, you know, and just be interested, that's great. Then you have people like us. But if you really want to, everyone has a gift. You just got to figure out what gift you have and how to really hone in on it, because I don't believe any of us came here better than any other one. We just choose to use the gift that we have in a different way. Don't you think that, Phil?
It is. I mean, we're all equal. Now, there's another phrase that I tend to use. We're all equal, but some are more equal than others. And the reason they call that was from the book Animal Farm, where it talked about how communism wanted everyone to be equal. But we know that communism, one, failed, two, no one was all equal, because there were people who knew more, there were people who had different skills and abilities. If we look at mediums, we all know mediums having more skills in certain areas than others. People who have clairaudience, people who have clairvisual, people who have a gift of teaching, have a gift of communicating. And each medium, I believe, has a speciality. And what they actually need to do, as you do with work, is hone in that speciality, to use that speciality more than you use the other items. Because it's a medium, spirit medium covers such a multitude of different things, but that speciality defines you as a medium. And that's why I believe there is a difference between mediums, where the speciality comes in force. It doesn't make anyone better, brighter. It just means that they can use that speciality and they hone in that that talent, they hone that talent in even better, and it comes out in leaps and bounds. But then they're still spirit mediums, they still communicate.
Well, you know, I feel, Phil, that's exactly what I'm saying. I kind of probably didn't put it in the way that you did, but everybody, I think, comes here with a gift. Not everybody has the same gift, and not everybody's gift is as good as others. Because like I said, there's Michael Jordan, who's making, what, $100 million, trillion playing basketball, and if I go out on the court, you're not paying me a dime. That doesn't mean I can't play. So that's what, you know, and what I love about this is, as we evolve with each lifetime, there are lifetimes when you might be a wizard, and there's lifetimes when you might be a muggle. So, and I love those terms, so I always use them. So, you know, it just depends on what we're here to learn and what we're here to use. And I do believe that all of us do come with certain amounts of gifts that Spirit gives us, and it's whether we choose to use a blind eye and not use them, or hone in on them, as a lot of our mediums and psychics and intuitives and clairs do. And I so agree with everybody has different talents, even among us, even among, you know, spirit mediums. Some have clairaudience better, some have clairvoyance better, some have clairgustance better, and, you know, some have everything. They're lucky. So, I just always think that everybody, I'm in awe of everybody with a talent, because we all have different talents and we all use them in different ways. Very few mediums use them the same way. Maybe, you know, they do the same thing, but they don't do them in the same way. You know, a message to me and a message to you, we might hear the same message, we might get the interpretation different. So I love that, because we're all different and we all try our hardest to give messages over to people so that they understand them, right?
Yes. I mean, if we look, the radio show we had yesterday with Ron Cole, that was really good. Yep. That had me speechless, listening to his determination of me and telling me things that I clearly had not known, not realized. And it was really interesting. And again, that's a speciality. You know, I've never really been that into astrology. I know you understand it far, far better than me. It was nice to see how his take on it and how he could just reel off what it was, how it was, where it was, when it was happening, all that sort of thing with such ease. I mean, he's such a really special guy, such a really interesting guy who truly, truly loves what he does. And I think, again, is a really good indication of a specialist when they love doing what they love doing.
Oh, yes. I so agree with you, because I hope Ron's listening, because Ron is going to be one of our new co-hosts on Thursday. We're going to try to get the shows to, and I'm going to go through the different shows because we only have a few minutes left, but I will absolutely agree. One of the biggest enjoyments I have is astrology. It takes years and years and years and years and years to learn astrology. It's a lot of physics, it was one of the first real metaphysics we used, and actually it was the first sciences we used way back AD, BC, and we used all of that, the sky, to do everything, and that's what it used to be, astrology, now it's astronomy. So, you know, because it didn't like the astrology side of it, but it really is everything astrology. And from the first time you take a breath, Phil, which is so interesting to me, your whole life is mapped out. That's why you came here. That is a map chart for you to live your rest of your life. It tells you everything if you get a really good natal chart reading. And Ron is one of the best that I've ever heard. He's a friend of mine, but he is, again, like you, he's world-renowned. He does television, he does radio, and we are just so lucky to have him. And Ron, if you're listening, we love you. We can't wait till you're back, and I can't wait to see what other charts you're going to read. And I know that, Phil, your chart was so interesting, and I only wish I could get into it, but I won't do it because it's your chart, but it was fabulous. And for the next couple of minutes, I'm just going to tell what our shows are and for our holiday hours. So on Phil and I are always on Friday and Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. We do 60 to 90 minutes. It just depends on what we've got. And we now have Ron, Cole, and Phil on Thursday afternoon, and that's 1 to 3. And we're going to start with Ron at 1 and Phil at 2. And we're going to offer, and I asked Ron if we could do this, we're going to, whoever's in chat that day, we're going to ask you for your birth time, your birth date, where you were born, and the physical place you were born. If you have all that down and you absolutely know your birth time, we're going to pick somebody in chat. They're going to give us the information, and then next week we're going to put you on for the last 15 minutes like we did Phil, and he's going to go over your chart. We're going to offer that, and then, of course, Phil and I, we are just so fabulous. We're going to do 3, and we are going to bring spirit to you. And love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues are ours. You know that Susan Z. Rich is on with me on Tuesday, 1 to 3. Actually, she's 90 minutes, 1 to 2:30. And she deals with the Akashic Record. And for anybody that doesn't know what Akashic Record is, it's what you, what all the lives that you have gone through are kept in, like, scrolls in an archive in spirit world. And this lifetime, she'll open it up and tell you why you were here. And again, I'm there, so you have love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues for anybody that wants to find out about love. And, you know, guys, we're going to end the show, and I just want to tell you, and I'll let Phil say goodbye, but you know, love is in the airwaves. We try everything all week to give you some information, to teach you, and to take your questions. Please let us know what you'd like to hear, if you'd like us to go over something, if it's astrology, if it's your karmic ties. Just tell us what you want to hear, and we'll talk about them and answer any of your questions. So, again, both Phil and I say hello and good night, good morning, evening, and good night. Right, Phil?
Very true, Bonnie. It's good night, good morning, and good evening.
And thank you for listening. We love all of you. We love our listeners. We hope you've learned something, and we'll be back tomorrow night at 7. So have a great evening, and have fun. Be safe out there. And everybody remember, love is in the airwaves. Good night.
Take care.